And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
I think we've got a word of the week this week.
You think?
Yeah, but I think it's going to show up in comments or emails or messages or something.
Okay.
We've suddenly... Thank you all to everyone. By the way, well done. You've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
We are award-winning,
award-winning.
Yeah. And this week's show is going to prove to you just how much we unite fans and bands across the lands. And indeed, fans and fans across the land.
Oh, really?
Don't know about bands and bands across the land yet.
Nah, right.
But we are uniting a band of sorts in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Podcast only top 20. Check my bad self.
Nice.
Working hard to get those votes. Oh yeah. This of course is the Needles. And before that, the bloke who did the punking thing for us, that's Seb.
Yeah.
Who is He's a very talented close up magician.
Okay.
Who I saw at a wedding relatively recently, and right. he said. I daren't show you any of my tricks because you hate close-up magic, don't you? I said, yeah, as you know, I really fucking hate close-up magic. And he just then went round the group of people I was with showing them close-up magic tricks. And they were all brilliant. And they were all really impressed. And he got round to me and just ignored me and went on to the next bloke. Right. And that is the way to do it. If there are any close-up magicians out there, should you see me coming along, you can do the best trick in the world and I will look at you like you just spat on my unborn baby. Just don't do it. I will look at you like you just set fire to my dog. Right? Just don't bother. Hate it.
Okay.
Don't know what it is about me and close-up magic.
Huh.
I wonder what a close-up magician did to me as a seven-year-old.
I've got to wonder.
It must have been bad. There must have been some little kid's party that me, a little kid at the time. And it's like, show me where the close-up magician touched you. But I can't abide it. Fortunately, I can abide top alternative music and punk rock.
Oh, back on track.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And first up this week, we got Death Zone. Right, now, Death Zone got in touch with us a while back and said, here, we've got back together. We're an original 1981 DIY, sort of, well, early 80s punk.
Right.
Annoy sort of deal. I said, just send us everything you've got, man. That is brilliant. And they've sent us a compilation of their early stuff. I say early, it spans 9 years. Death Zone 1981 to 1990. And the title of the album is called If the Music's Too Loud, You're Too Fucking Old.
Nice.
Right. And the track that we're going to play is track two. I got a bit confused and thought it was track three. And then I realised that they've done... These are obviously when the EPs came out or when the music came out. So I've got to say, Death Zone, you weren't that prolific.
Right.
Unless they were really prolific, but they've just put in their best four from each year. Because we've got four tracks from 81, four from 82, four from 84, and then five from 1990. And I wonder whether when they got into the new decade, they started going, let's try and do five.
Right.
Maybe a year, but then I'm now thinking five a decade from now on. As will become apparent when we get to the last track on tonight's show, which is Death Zone as well.
Ah.
Because that's from their latest EP, which I won't actually tell you the title of, but it's got five tracks on it.
Okay.
So I'm wondering whether they were doing four at a time and then they moved in. It doesn't matter. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Death Zone's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Death Zone Punk.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And in fact, you had two of the letters of punk in it. But it's MySpace.com/Death Zone UK. You see, and we're going to play first track now. This is ironically, really,
right,
for a band that have got back together after all these years, that we should be playing this first. But I believe they're from Newcastle under Lyme, not to be confused with Newcastle upon Tyne.
Right,
I'm on the one about Newcastle upon Tyne. Is it upon Tyne? It's never on Tyne.
Nah.
Newcastle upon Tyne. Yeah. Although the Tyne Tunnel, if it was the Tyne Tunnel. Would be far
that
more.
Would be great.
Well, it, actually, if you go from Newcastle to Sunderland, you might think it is working. If you go from North Shields to South Shields, mate, you do appear to have gone back in time. Well, it doesn't matter which way around you do it. Are you Mackham? Are you Geordie? You know what? They're all in the northeast for me. It doesn't really matter. Speaking of which, I'm going to see mine. Oh, just get on with the record, Paul. The youth are to blame. Don't To blame.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah. Which means that Jeff Ugly Shoes of the Cemetery Service is entirely innocent because he's got to be 140.
At least.
Looking forward to seeing him. News about that, actually.
Excellent.
Got a bit of news. Can't remember how far I'd got with my trip when I leave you in Chicago. You've got somewhere to stay in Chicago,
haven't
you?
Yep.
More of Death Zone at the end of this show as well.
Yes.
Very pleased to get hold of them. Bit Riot Squad-y.
Yeah, I always thought that.
To play a Riot Squad track on the show this week, but I left the CD.
All right.
Because we're up in the Punky Treehouse, but I live with the Highwayman.
That's right. How is he?
Well, there's a few of them.
Okay.
There's a gang. It's interesting, actually, that just when I was about to... Well, just when I moved there, there's now a new programme on, isn't there, about the Highwayman.
Is there?
Yeah. I don't know whether it was an hour-long documentary or series or whatever, but there's just been a thing about how gangs started years ago.
Right.
And Dick Turpin's gang, I think there was a thing, it was on BBC something or other. I think it's BBC. It might have been ITV something or other.
God, there's so many channels now.
I know, I get confused. Because down there with the Highwayman, I've got all these... Not everything's made out of twigs, you see.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. No. We've got muskets.
I like wood.
We've got muskets.
We just got bows and arrows.
Yeah, well, I know.
It works.
It's a bit like going through the time tunnel, actually.
Mm.
Going from Sherwood Forest down... Every time I go home, I travel forward about 500 years in time, but are still about 500 years behind the rest of the modern world.
That's right.
It's amazing we can get hold of any music, really. MySpace latest comments. Bizarrely enough, despite all this, we can access the internet in both places. I've got a cracking first, but at myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do send us comments. Are we giving it away this week? Did we say last time that we're probably going to have to make the show two shows
week,
at a time?
Yeah.
Ironically, this week we're not. We're just making this one, then we'll be back up next week to make two to cover us for in Chicago.
Chicago,
and to slightly reduce Punky's carbon footprint.
Exactly. We care about the environment.
We do. Yeah. We do care about the environment. The less trips I make, the less fags I throw out the windows. You know. Good afternoon, Mr. Edwards, and thanks again for the pass at Reading.
Ah.
This is Billy Morgan, by the way. My mother has been almost crying with laughter over the mention on the podcast, which is fantastic, by the way.
Of course.
Your set was definitely a highlight of my short Reading experience. Fair enough. Thanks again, Billy Morgan. P.S. I sadly have a title as well, and it's worse than my mother's. I am the Honourable Billy Morgan of some distant Welsh Valley. She knows which Welsh Valley it is,
right.
And I think she's doing a disservice to said Welsh Valley.
Yeah.
However, bearing in mind Billy Morgan, the Honourable Billy Morgan, obviously landed aristocracy, titled, they make out they were voted on, but they're old money. You'd think she'd have gone to a good school, wouldn't you?
You would.
And you'd think she'd probably learnt to spell. I don't know,
maybe a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to read this out again now. Good afternoon, Mr. Edwards, and thanks again for the pass at Reading. This is Billy Morgan, by the way. I've said that because it's a lowercase r. It's not Reading, it's Reading. This is Billy Morgan, by the way. She got that bit right. My mother has been almost crying with laughter over the Meteon on the podcast, which is fantastic, by the way. You set was definitely a highlight of my short reading, Exuperance. Thanks again, Billy Morgan. P.S. I sadly have a title as well, and it's worse than my mother's. I am the Honrable Billy Morgan of some distant Welsh. But she hasn't even spelt Valley right. Billy.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to mark your work. I'm going to send it back. It's going to be in red letters, SP. You're not even allowed to use a red pen at school anymore.
Aren't you?
No wonder they can't spell. No. Teachers are... the reason I'm saying about teachers being too protected is obviously I start teaching tomorrow.
Apparently so.
Every Tuesday afternoon. The more artistic children of North Hertfordshire.
Artistic.
Yes.
Okay.
By the time I finish with them, full on Asperger's. But for the minute, yeah. Full on Asperger's. But for the moment, I will be teaching them every Tuesday afternoon. And frankly, I'm going to be living outside the law.
Yeah.
So whereas most teachers aren't allowed to write in red, I'm using exclusively red pen.
Nice.
And as I've been doing in my workshops, I will be any kids misbehaving. Will have to hold a sheet of A4 paper against the wall with their nose until I say it's all right for them to come away. I've done that a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah, the people...
Works a treat.
Well, the people who kind of oversee me can't believe I'm doing it because it's breaking every rule in their book. But I've got the kid doing it laughing.
Right.
That's the thing. It's not like... I'm not doing it like a Victorian draconian punishment. It's a bit of fun.
Okay.
I'll count down from 60, but I'll start losing my way about 42. Keep them there a bit longer. It's not just a minute. Anyway,
okay.
And that's more information anybody needs. But how frightening that I'd be allowed to teach at all. Gooper,
hi.
Thanks for explaining what is a twat means. By the way, I'm a cunt now, huh? Fuck it, I don't fucking care. Call anything you want, but I still fucking love you, smacktards. Damn, gotta stop saying smacktards. I can't stop calling my friends smacktards ever since I listened to you guys. Punky rocks, yeah, affic, fish guts.
Nice.
Oh. And his spelling was marginally better. And Billy Morgan's
marginally,
and he's Singaporean, of course.
He's single what, sorry?
Singaporean. He's Singapore. He's Singaporean.
Ah,
yeah. So well done, Affic.
Well
because,
done.
Although saying that, she's technically Welsh. It's still a foreign language for her.
Wow.
How much Welsh can you spell? How much Welsh do you know, by the way?
Not much.
Criso Cymru, welcome to Wales.
Yaki da. That's about
yeah,
it.
What does that mean, Tony?
It doesn't mean hello, doesn't it?
Well, something like that.
Good day or something like that.
Yaki da.
Yaki da.
Esbril. Litter.
Right.
Eglois Church, Cumbran, wank on your cornflakes. I know it all.
Charismatic.
Barely charismatic. My favourite word. If you've got a favourite word in Welsh, email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Because I don't mean actually in Welsh as in the Welsh language. I mean any word pronounced in Welsh. Particularly like it if you can play with a sound file. We've got sound files this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. But... yeah, charismatic. Discuss before is my favourite. Have you got a favourite?
No, that's bad. I like charismatic.
Very talented stand-up comic James Dowdeswell.
Right.
Sexual.
Really?
Yeah, he likes sexual. Ooh. Well, that's sexual. How are you feeling today? Sexual.
Nice.
How's the day going? Oh, it's very sexual. I rather thought it was rather charismatic. Saturday, September the 15th, The Maze, Nottingham. Have you got this information, Tone?
No.
Fair enough. Nottingham Punk Club, Discharge, the Dresdens, Apocalypse Babies. Big
nice.
News. I've got a feeling Discharge have pissed me off before, but I can't remember why. But they're very good. MySpace.com/Nottingham Punk Club. £9. Doors, 9 p.m.
Nine.
As you imagine, there's a few more bands. As well. Discharge, man, you don't get them cheap.
No?
Yeah, punk rock's not DIY anymore, fella.
Ah, corporate.
Professional outfit. Yeah, Discharge, as we like to call them, corporate fuck ponies. No, I really don't think they are. Having met, I can remember why they didn't piss me off for any bad reasons. When I interviewed Captain Sensible all that time ago, they were in the next dressing room. And he said, why don't you go and interview Discharge as well? And I went in and said, all right, Discharge, how's it going? And then he just went, for a bit.
Oh, right.
Didn't get a lot out of him, really.
Fair enough.
No, very good, though. And there's more information, obviously, myspace.com/Nottingham Punk Club. Yo, Punky, just cast my vote. Can I see your wood through the trees?
Yes.
No, I called the thing, the show, the wood through the trees, and then we got that vote. Could you see our wood through the trees? I said, well, you can have a go, darling.
Nice.
You might have to go down the Great North Road to see mine.
Yeah.
Watch out as I expose myself. They're not really highwaymen, they're flashers. Why do you think he was called Dick Turpin? He might as well be called Dick Turnip. That's what it looked like.
Nice.
Just thought of that.
Hey.
Yeah. Turnip Dick. That's me now.
Turnip Dick.
Dick Turpin's the highwayman. If you see a flasher on the Great North Road, it's me, Turnip Dick. Goodness sake. I'm with the Canadian chick. More
good.
King Kurt. Oh, and more Sweatmaster. Much more Sweatmaster. You guys have made me a big fan of them from the Manic Hispanic.
Nice.
Fair enough. Glad you like them both. Everyone's loving the music on last week's show,
great.
By the way. You dudes rock. Greetings from the Dutch punk rockers, Iris. Fair enough. I did go on their profile, listen to their stuff, but they've only got demos up, and they're not really good enough quality to put on the show yet. But Iris, if you are listening, and I hope you are, when you've got some studio recordings, do send them to us.
Yeah.
And we'll play them. Because there's nothing I like more than a bit of Dutch punk rock.
Nice.
Although maybe a bit of Belgian punk rock, Sport Doen, although technically...
Oh, Sport Doen, yeah.
Although technically they are south of Flanders.
Right.
I'm rabbiting on here, aren't I? Gooper, thanks for putting my comedy on Punky Radio this week. I was happier than an emo with a fresh wound. Bucky
nice.
Sinister. Nice one. We're going to chop up some of his Adam Sandler.
Oh, really?
At some point, yeah. We'll get some more Bucky on.
Okay.
Sorry I've been taking so long, man. I'm going to play you something else for your thingies.
My thingies?
Haven't you got some thingies now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Podcast Alley comments.
Yeah, shall I find you something?
I'll tell you what,
I'll play you something that we don't normally get the chance to play.
Okay. Something new?
Marv. Cop Show.
Project Marv.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Here it comes. Off you go.
Okay. Thank you all for your comments so far this month and your votes. Much appreciated. As Paul says, we're doing really
loving
well
it.
On Podcast Alley again. We're in the top 10 for the first few days. Brilliant. But we're still, as always...
We're 17th.
Oh, still not bad. We usually average about 33, so thank you all. But if you haven't voted, we still need your votes.
We actually average about 33.
Yeah.
I'm 37 and you're 30, so yeah. We're averaging 33 and a half.
But we're not average.
Maths. You can tell I'm a teacher.
Yeah. easy way to vote. Go to punkyradio.com at the top of the screen. There's an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Because we've got so many this week, I've got the top six. And here they are.
Top six, sir?
The top six.
Oh, I had that eight, mate.
Yeah. The best in unsigned music.
It is.
I've long been a fan of punk radio. Long may it rain. And that's just on radio.
Oh, no, I don't want it to rain.
No.
Long may the sun come out, except for my comedy weekends. I'd like it to rain. Otherwise, it's the other way around. Seems to be happening. Shit weather all the time. My comedy weekend comes around.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Always the case.
Sit in the beer garden.
Hey, wankers.
Hello.
I'm from Canada. And you guys are the best podcast that I've heard yet. Come on, Canada. Come to Canada sometime.
That's easy for you to say.
Our beer is better than the Yanks below us. Keep up the great work. And that's from Jason.
Your beer is better than people.
Apparently. It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Jason, we've been, mate. Well, I have.
You have, yeah.
But I want to go back to Canada, but there's not enough Canadians buying CDs.
Just call the $20
so if you'd like to buy my CD and you are from Canada, you're going to get me to Canada quicker. Because basically, every penny that I earn, because I'm uniquely funded.
Yeah.
basically, every time I sell a CD to someone in Canada,
yeah,
it goes towards me spending money for my trip to Canada. And so far, I've got 40 Canadian dollars.
Right.
I'm doing well.
Okay.
But if you are in Canada and you'd like to buy one of my CDs, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll give you all the details. This is the longest show ever before we've even done it.
Okay.
I found a way around the little problem we had, by the way. I'll talk to you about it during the next one.
All right, okay. Yeah. From Nick. I, Tony Hearn, have graphic sexual fantasies about Landfowl. Just wanted to make you read that out loud, Tony. Go, Punky.
Fair enough.
That's some N.R. Yates. Podcasts. So, Paulie B says, I listen to more podcasts than anyone he knows, and Punky's still one of my favourites, whores. That's from Erraticast.
Well, thing is, every time I visit a forum or someone from a podcast leaves a message on our page,
yeah,
I go there, and there's a message from him going, you're brilliant, you are. He's either got a very low opinion of himself,
yeah,
or he just thinks all other podcasts are brilliant.
Oh, right.
They're not as good as that. Okay. I've heard most of them. That's why I said he's the only person who listens to even more than I do.
So, right.
Because I give lots of podcasts one chance.
Yeah.
Like Total Nonsense.
Yeah, just the one.
Just the one chance, yeah. Well, they've had a break. They should be back.
They should be back hopefully yesterday, shouldn't they?
Should they?
I've just checked that there's not a new episode yet, but hopefully this week. Hopefully.
Dirty.
Total Talk Nonsense.com.
Dolphin Pie Munchers.
That's right. Hey, you know. accommodation. That's all I can say. Punk is great. Punk is good. Punk is great.
What
Punky
are you
talking
about?
Punky makes me go to school late.
Oh, I thought you were having a go at them for not being able to say it properly. I just realised you just want a pen.
I'm eating podcast. Mm. What,
yeah. I'm a bit flushed, mate. I'm just staying in a hotel for a
while. Last one, Toad Jiggity.
Toad Jiggity.
Toad Jiggity.
Toad Jiggity. I have not heard that woman's name in such a long time. Toad Jiggity. I might have to introduce her to a new boyfriend of mine. Pain. Tara, if you are single and you would like to go out with Pain. Email Tony, punkyway.com.
Yeah, thanks. Final last comment.
Tara Jiggity. Oh, I missed that lady. Tara. Gotta get in touch more often. Tara Jiggity. Tara Jiggity.
Listen or you're a smacktard. Excellent podcast for the latest in bands you would love.
No, do it as Mr. T.
Listen or you're a smacktard.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
If Mr. T was Cartman.
Excellent podcast.
Cartman the Pirate.
The legend. Bands you would love. If only corporate radio wasn't such a twat. The hosts do an excellent job of mixing humour, booze, boobies, and bloody good music. And thanks to the magic of the internet, you can enjoy them anywhere, anytime. Even if punk is not your thing, give them a listen. Otherwise, you're a smack talk. That's from XX36.
XX36.
XX36. And
that's it, yeah?
Yep. Right. I think I've seen your face before somewhere. I hope I'm gonna see it some more around here. You give me good vibrations. It feels like a sensation. Could it be you need someone to love? Sometimes feel there should be more to life. Searching for salvation, getting all the damnation. Could it be you need someone to love?
Is Baby Woodrose and Someone to Love, which is from their new album Chasing Rainbows, which I know a lot of you punkers wouldn't have been expecting.
Not really.
That is some hippie stone. I'm not going to let you know what I've been doing over the last few days, but suffice to say that me and Luke and Una,
right,
Una from Concrete Jungle, we are desperately trying to get Concrete Jungle on next year, and more information about that as ASAP. Simon the Finn, the man who bankrolls it, is having trouble getting a holiday camp cheap enough for them to put it on in the first place.
All right, okay.
And we are desperately trying to sort it out. because we're basically Punky Radio. They've said we're well up for the afternoons being punky bands.
Punky stage.
Basically, punky stage. Well, because I think they've got two stages.
Oh, all right.
There's the chaos stage, which is kind of unsigned, and the main stage. But basically, they're prepared to hand over the afternoons to Punky Radio, basically, and let us just, well, lots of our bands and us host. What can I hear in my speakers?
Just feedback from the CD
player. Just the feedback from the CD player. That's rubbish. No, I won't hear it now. I've taken it out. Yeah, sorry. So, basically, I may or may not have been in the kind of frame of mind to listen to music like Baby Woodrow's. And Chasing Rainbows, it is full-on hippie, psych, sort of flower power. So just, once again, Bad Afro, Don't Let Us Down with something authentic. And it's just, yeah, it's just like the Birds also. I like it.
Good.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Baby Woodrow's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Baby Woodrow.
No, because they're called Baby Woodrow's. Got away with that one. I should have said Woodrow's is, but technically you don't. It's Woodrow's. It possibly doesn't matter. I should have said Baby Woodrow's is, but I can't believe I'm winning 2-0. It's poorly being the internet too, Tony Nil. It's also halfway through the show. I've only played two songs, and I've completely lost it. Oh, goodness me. Quick, Paul. Get something good on. Dead 60s.
Nice.
That was close, wasn't it?
You're all right. Back on track. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, Paul. It's fine. It's dead 60s, mate. It's good. Right. What am I doing now? I don't know. Where's my show? Oh, dear. Facebook, latest comments.
Right.
That's what I want to do. Not latest ads, latest comments. That's what I want to do right now. I've got them here. Haven't I?
Have you?
Too much talking, Paul. Not enough. Too much bleating. Not enough meeting. Congrats. Oh, by the way, this is off for the Facebook group.
Right.
Punky.
Yes.
Which you can find by typing Punky into groups on Facebook.
That's right.
Everything else has got numbers and that. You just type in my name, you'll find me. Type in your name, you'll find you.
Yeah.
Type in Paul B. Edwards if you want to join me. On my weird page. Strongly recommend having a look at Rolf Harris. Animated graffiti, just when I didn't think there was anything else to waste my time on the internet. But no, please do. If you're on Facebook, join the Punky group.
Yes.
And thank you to everyone on the Facebook Punky group who voted Punky already this month.
On Podcast Alley. Yeah.
Clearly a very effective way of getting a few your vote. I've also been encouraging your wall posts. Which is what they're called rather than comments, isn't it? They're wall posts. Here come a few. Congrats on winning Best Music in the Podcast Peer Awards and for making Finest in Comedy. Well deserved. Once again, Punky Radio was the highlight of my week. In the midst of a particularly crappy week, you made me laugh out loud. The Hulk Hogan story was wonderful. Regarding Parade magazine, are you sure we haven't read out about this? We haven't, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't think. It's from Anne, anyway. Thank you, Anne. Regarding Parade magazine, I have no idea whether there has ever been a porn magazine by this name, but in the US, Parade magazine is the little Sunday supplement that comes in probably every Sunday paper in the country. Well, I could come in every Sunday paper in the country if Parade was in it. And yes, much of it is corporate advertising disguised as news items and articles. And I have to say that it would be really fun to see you both when you come to Chicago and points nearby, but I live in South Carolina. If you whip out your handy atlas, you will see that I am a long way from that part of the country. Don't patronise us, Anne. I know where South Carolina is.
I don't.
It's underneath North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got lost now. That I'm a long way from that part of the country. Plus, for fun, I am a silversmith stroke jeweller. And I have a big show the third weekend of September. I'll tell you what, Anne, you could make us some punky bling and send it over, Bucksheet. We'd appreciate that.
Wicked.
I just thought of that. What a great idea. Come on, Anne. Fashion us something magical. Make us a punky ring that a hobbit would want to carry. That's what I'm after.
Right, okay.
You know, can it be fired in the flames of Mordor? Is that about right?
Could be, yeah.
Is that where it was made?
Probably.
Crafted in the flames of Mordor?
Come on, Tony, you know this. I'm more Star Wars than Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
It might be Mount Doom then.
Thank the Lord, yeah. It might be what?
Mount Doom or something like that.
Right, I mean, Mount Doom, is that where it's done? And not in the flames of Mordor then?
No.
Was it Flames of Mount Doom, was it?
Yeah. Think.
Fashioned in the flames of Mount Doom, or was it wrought in the flames of Mount Doom? Who cares? What is this fucking podcast?
These films are about 12 hours about a ring. Come on.
That's a short
porn film.
Yeah, I tell you what, I could spend 12 hours on your ring.
You could
do. We haven't done that for a while, Tone.
Hey, it's like an old friend.
Sorry.
That we thought we'd shot.
Sorry, all my spare time and energy is going into creating work that I can sell at that show. In fact, a lot of my recent pieces have been created while listening to Punky, especially during the Punky Intensive, because Anne just went through 50 hours of Punky. The poor woman is probably mad enough now to make us something.
Yes.
So I would have to say that you and Tony are... I'll pay you, Anne. I've got an even better idea.
Okay.
Yeah, not for that time.
Okay.
Why don't we get some friendly Canardinans to send me $20 Canardinan bills to me that I promised to exchange for US dollars to send to Anne, to send to her, probably.
Okay.
So I would have to say that you and Tony are among my creative muses. Make of that what you will. Well, if I'm your fucking muse, Anne, I can commission something.
That's right.
For a living, I'm a computer geek, which I think gives me something in common with Tony. Cheers, Anne.
Oh, thanks. Only something in common then. Brilliant.
Anne, if you're going to be in South Carolina,
right,
you can get yourself over to Mississippi.
Ah, which
but
you
if
are.
If you're not
at.
Doing your thing. Which is, I'm going. Yeah, it's
mid-week-ish.
Still a hell of a long drive.
Right.
Don't bother, man.
Nah, sorry.
Take it back. You wouldn't want to see what I'm going to be doing on the Tuesday night in Mississippi anyway, quite frankly. You're a nice lady. Me and Jeff Ugly Shoes are going to get messy in a karaoke styling.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be doing a gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. Not official or anything. Not for money. Don't need a green card for it.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Nothing like that, mate. No,
no
sir.
No,
I'm just going to get up at the karaoke night and do a few numbers.
Cool.
Maybe sing a song as well. Mr. B, we here at the... this is a great email that came through, sorry. Mr. B, we here at the Department of Homeland Security in the United States have noticed some alarming trends within your internet radio show, open brackets, a.k.a. podcast, close brackets. Not only are you persons from outside the United States broadcasting within our borders through the interwebs, but also our monitoring reports several phrases of a subversive and cryptic nature which greatly concerns us. For example, Mighty Berserker! This is obviously code for a terrorist suicide bomber. Fishtown! Obviously code for a location scheduled for attack by terrorists. Angry Pirate! You are obviously upset at our efforts to quash your funding of your terrorist activities through the theft of intellectual property. Hatchet Wound! A threat of physical attack with an axe-like object. Always Looking! Code for surveillance against domestic targets. This is also done in an accent even more foreign than your normal accents, and therefore is obviously a signal or code of some sort. Crotch Goblin! This must be the code name of a special agent you have in the field. Uncle Foamy! Codename for your leader, Saddam Bin Laden Qaeda, which our intelligence shows is an excellent tap dancer. Cooper Gooper, rallying cry.
Kinbird.
Obvious code for the blood of non-believers.
Kinbird.
We present you this list to advise you that we are well aware of your transgressions and will continue to monitor you, Department of Homeland Security. Put the shits up me, mate, I tell you.
That's quite accurate, actually, isn't it? It's convinced me.
I'll tell you what, them septics, I reckon they're getting a bit paranoid.
A little bit, maybe.
Dear Punky Monkeys.
Hello.
So I've been listening to you for about a year now, give or take. I can't tell time. Well, of course you can't, you're American. Can't get the order right. And I wanted to tell you that you are officially the best podcast to ever podcast ever. But I'm not here to kiss your ass about things you already know. I mean, you're award winning and all.
That's right.
Seriously though, I just thought I should tell you about bacalao. Or however you spell it, means cod in Spanish. I did get this wrong, I said salt cod in Portuguese.
Yeah.
I think technically it's salt cod in Spanish, sorry about that. But you may be thinking of so what, Smacktard? Well, in Tagalog, Tugalug, a Filipino language for you simpletons, got no idea what that is, Tugalug. No. It means a horrible, hideous monster. And it's basically a really mean thing to say to someone. So if you call someone bacalao,
right,
it's an insult.
All right.
So when I went bacalao, that's presumably quite insulting. This being said, I told my Filipino sister, who isn't actually my sister, seeing as I'm not Filipino, must be a nun, to listen to you, and I only played all nuns, Tony. You know my religious views. I only played the part where Paul V said it over and over really quickly. Needless to say, she was mad. I'm sorry to hear that she's bonkers. Mean, I know, but the look on her face was worth it. I made her a spam burger and it was all okay. I hope it was a spam fritter, even better. Thank you for helping me pick on my sister, who was long overdue, Jenna Lou RB. Thank you, Jenna Lou RB. I don't know what the RB stands for. Rural Britannia?
Probably. It's a nice sentiment to make, really, isn't it?
Oh, at least this isn't the longest show ever, Tony.
No.
Have you got a track?
I have, sir.
I better get some music.
Really? Okay, thank you all.
I better crack some straws.
Thank you all for your twat nominations so far. I still need more, as always. Always begging for twat.
Microscope.
Ooh. Nice. Email me, Tony.
Might change mine when you hear it.
Oh, yeah. Tony at punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Helps if you write the email subject is a twat. Yes, and they're all appreciated. All get a reply from me and a conversation, probably, because I'm like that.
Fair enough.
This week's from Mark.
Oh, he'll talk to you. I just play Scrabble with you and ignore you. You get a conversation with Tony.
But no Scrabble. Oh, I will let most people beat me because I'm nice like that.
What about Scrabble?
It's not because I'm rubbish. Yeah. Well, you know. What can I say? Hi, Tony. I have a twat for you.
Oh, good.
About a month and a half ago, my boss called me into his office and fired me. This came as a surprise to me since I thought I had been doing a pretty good job.
Do I need to read the rest of this?
I'd been at that job as art director for Horizon Displays in DeKalb, Illinois. DeKalb?
How you spelling it?
D-E-K-A-L-B.
D-E-K-A-L-B. Mm. Oh, it's one of their made up names.
Gotta be on it.
It's Dorked backwards. Borked? Is it Borked backwards?
It's never been.
Is it DeKalb? Blacked. DeKalb?
DeKalb. K-A-L-B. Blacked. Blacked backwards.
Blaked.
Blaked, yes.
Blaked.
Blaked backwards, there you go.
There you go. It's Blaked backwards. Yeah. Blaked backwards, Illinois.
Yep. For almost 3 years, every time I had a performance review, I was told.
Actually, Illinois backwards is nearly seven. Could be Blake seven. She's right, she's been sacked from Blake seven. She's been sacked from a 1970s, it was 70s, wasn't it? She's been sacked from a 1970s British sci-fi drama that made the effects on the Doctor Who of the time.
Look amazing.
CGI.
Every time I had a performance review, I was told I was the best person that had ever been in that position.
Avon was evil.
So it seemed odd that I was being told now that it was difficult to work with, that I worked poorly with others, my work was slapdash and not very creative, and that the sales staff...
They turned this boss down. The boss had tried somebody on at an office party and said no, and that's it, out.
Some guy.
Mate, so?
Okay,
make
fair
excuses.
Enough. That's true. The sales staff were unmotivated to pursue their creative work from their clients.
Oh, I want to take you to a gay tribunal. Gay tribunal. Gay tribunal. Unfair dismissal. Gay bar.
Nice.
Sorry.
I would have been more upset about the whole thing if I had actually liked the job, or my boss for that matter. But a month and a half later, I still haven't found a steady job. I have a wife, 3 kids, and a mortgage to pay, and the only job I've gotten so far is a temp job that pays one third of what I was making before.
I hate
Needless to say, I'm in
bad.
Fishtown.
Quite right, too.
God, missed that.
They'll have to go down the job centre in Fishtown.
God, that's going to be a bad place.
There is.
Imagine that.
Give us a fucking job!
So I would appreciate it if you'd tell the whole world that Terry Beckham from Horizon Displays in Blaked, Illinois.
In Blake 7, Illinois.
Blaked backwards, Illinois.
In Blake 7.
Is a twat. You ready?
Hang on then. No. He's really going to get it, this bloke. He really is a twat. He's having this one. Right. Go on it.
Okay, so Terry Beckham from Horizon Displays in Blaked backwards, Illinois
is a twat!
That's from Mark Ludina.
Mark, I hope you get a new job soon.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You tell that bloke to get in touch with us. I'll be over there soon.
We'll have him. Oh, Illinois, yeah, I'll be staying there soon.
I will be over there. I'll tell you what, mate, I'm going to be at a loose end I think, because I was going to be staying in St. Louis on a Monday on the way to Memphis, on the way to Columbus, Mississippi, actually. I was going to be staying in St. Louis on the Monday, but it doesn't look like I am.
All right.
If you are in southern Illinois, I don't know where that is, Blake 7 in Illinois, but I don't know. Let us know. If you're on the way down, I'll give this bloke a visit. I'm not joking.
Oh, okay.
I'll go around there and call him a twat. He won't know what's fucking hit him. Be hilarious. It'll be the first live is a twat. I'll just walk into his shop. I say, Horizon Displays, so I can speak to the boss. Can I speak to Terry? Is it
Terry? Yeah.
Terry. Can I speak to Terry? Surname, fuck with it.
Beckham.
Might as well be.
Nice.
Can I speak to Terry Beckham, please? Say I'm a mate of his brother's. Right.
All right.
When he comes out. You're Terry, yeah? He goes, yeah. Yeah. All right, mate. Yeah. You're a twat. I'll just walk out again.
How like happy slapping? Film it. Get someone with a mobile phone to film it.
I'll film myself.
There you go.
I'll film me calling him a twat, and I'll just walk out again. getting a hire car, which I won't be able to trace the plates or anything.
That's true.
Well, not that he's going to have a massive day, he's just going to be confused. But hello, I've come all the way from England to tell you you're a twat. That's my work done. See you later. I'll definitely get an audio clip of it if I do it. Well, yeah. The thing is, if he's anywhere near Chicago, I ain't really. He's got to be. If he's in Southern Illinois, I will do it.
Right.
You know me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fool. I'll stop off on the way to Columbus, Mississippi, just to call some bloke a twat.
Drive-by is a twat.
It will be a drive-by twat. A drive-by twatting.
Drive-by twatting.
It'll be a drive-by twatting. Huh. Oh, well, I'm glad that gave us another few minutes to fill, because I don't think we've been talking enough.
Okay.
Well, I haven't. Anyway, I've got a right gob on this week. We're ready for the next song, aren't
yes.
we? That's what we're basically saying. And I'm very pleased to say the next song is by a truly wonderful Italian punk band called Foul Jokers.
Foul Jokers.
Foul, and it's F-O-U-L. Bollocks, giving you a clue there.
Shit.
What I want to know is, Tony, what are their surnames? This is from, I think they've just, I don't know, this EP, I think this EP is out, it's just called Demo, I think. Foul right. Jokers Demo. We've got six tracks. I'm playing track three, because what with it being the anniversary, the 25th anniversary of the controversial Falklands War.
Yeah.
This week. Well, sort of at the moment, basically.
Isn't yeah.
It was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a nice little war for Margaret Thatcher, but she was more than happy to start. But before you start having a go at Margaret Thatcher and British global imperialism of the day,
yeah.
bear in mind that the Argentinian government, the junta, didn't actually give a fucking shit about the Falkland Islands or the Malvinas either. They're just rocks off the Falklands as far as they're concerned. So it rocks off Argentina. Argentina's just a rock off the Falklands.
Yeah,
South
yeah.
America's just a rock off the Falklands, right? But as far as they were concerned, they only invaded to try and keep their own government in power, their own regime in power. And
right.
The British government at the time was suffering badly and only really got the arsehole to keep their own government in power. That's the long and the short of it. It should never have happened, but it did. Needless lives were lost, Tony.
Yeah.
And it's rare for me to say this, because I'm normally well in for us getting involved in fighting.
Yeah.
But on this occasion, it's just a terrible tragedy that it happened at all. Long and the short of it is, Falklands is now the most patriotic part of the British Empire, or Commonwealth, as they try and call it now, which
right.
we still own,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Falklands is fantastic. They're so British, it's unbelievable. Now they fly the flag all the time, just to stick two fingers up to the Argies, and it is two fingers as well. Anyway, long and the short of it is,
yep.
the song I'm playing is called Guns, Money, Death and Drugs.
Excellent.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Foul Jokers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Foul Jokers.
And how are you spelling that, Tony?
F-O-U-L.
Yeah, got it. Because
yeah.
I thought you might have come in with F-O-W-L, thinking they might have been funny chickens.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, let's see what you make of this. Guns, Money, Death and Drugs, Foul Jokers.
Voi siete i maggiori acquirenti del nostro prodotto nazionale, che è naturalmente la cocaina, è chiaro?
Da un lato lei dice che il governo degli Stati Uniti spende milioni di dollari per eliminare l'afflusso delle droghe nelle nostre strade e allo stesso tempo che trattiamo affari con quello stesso governo che inonda di cocaina le nostre città.
Money, debts and drugs, politicians. ti avevo detto, in questo paese devi fare la grana. E quando hai fatto la grana, c'hai anche il potere. E quando hai il potere, allora c'è pure le donne.
In this nation, there's a sign. All the people are crying. Violence in our tears. Riot in our tears.
Right then, that is Foul Jokers. That is.
I like that end.
That is Foul
that
Jokers.
Nice.
And that is Guns, Money, Death and Drugs. And this is the bit of the show that we call the sellout, don't we, really?
It is, yeah.
And I would like to just say how much I enjoy Twixes.
Yeah, I do. What is your favourite? Do you like the dark ones?
Excuse me for talking while I'm eating. I hate it when people phone me up and they're chewing or eating or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm pancreatically challenged, and I'm in need of a bit of sweetness,
yeah,
basically. So we could either take a break in the show or fuck about. So I decided to fuck about.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. No, we're not sponsored by Twix or anything.
We should be, though, shouldn't we?
We should, really. Because I'm... Would you like a Twix finger?
Oh, I'd love one, thank
They're
you
good, actually.
Much.
I got these in one of the best shops in the world, of course, Home Bargains.
Oh, bargain place there. Did you get a cupboard again?
No, I didn't. This is
shame.
The first time I've been there and I haven't bought a bathroom cabinet.
And this is the third time you've been there?
This is the third time, yeah. So I've done well there. But I did get six Twix fingers and it was buy six, get three free.
Ooh.
59 pence.
Blimey.
59 pence for nine Twix fingers. How good is that? Quality
good
snack
as well,
yeah.
Mm.
I'm going to get in touch with them. They might as well fucking sponsor us. I'll say, I might have a Twix finger on the show every week.
Why not?
For $40 Canadian, which, as we all know, is only about 80p anyway.
Something like that. Yeah. We can send that to Anna K.
It'll get me to Canada. I might have to have a word with Podshow about it, though, because BT Podshow do look after us, and thank you very much, BT Podshow. But
thank you very much.
We're not allowed to get advertised. We're not allowed to approach advertisers direct. We've got to do it through them if we do it.
So we'd have to give them a quarter of the Twix money?
I'll just give them a Twix finger.
Fair enough.
We'll have all Twix's millions.
We could save a few of them, yeah.
No, I might have a word with BT Podshow about it and say, look, because of the unique way we are being funded, because of my unique situation...
It's getting more and more unique by the day.
Because of my unique being pancreatically challenged and all that,
yeah.
Can I have an exclusive deal with Twix, please?
Well, if you don't, actually don't get.
If they say, fuck it, I'll go, all right, then I'll do it with Snickers. All right, I can do it with Snickers. I'll even call them Snickers, not Marathon, like they should be called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
And it tastes better than Marathons as well.
You know what?
What that?
While I'm here.
Yeah.
I might as well keep eating, actually, because I'm hungry now. Mm. Have you had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy.com?
Not yet. I've been too busy eating Twixers.
Let me tell you about them with a mouthful of delicious chocolate biscuit and goodness with a caramel topping. Essentially, our friends GoDaddy are a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings and SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs. Twixers.
It's funny how you know about SSL certificates, but you never visit the site or anything.
No.
Is that something to do with what you do in your everyday life?
Pretty much. If I have a break, I don't really visit computer sites.
They can also get you increased site traffic. This is our friends GoDaddy.
GoDaddy, yeah.
As well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... Evening pod coffee.
Good morning.
No, I've got a mouthful.
Oh, Twixes.
So all you would-be Tonys out there who are used to a mouthful...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. ..might just have a brown finger. Might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, to be fair.
Yeah.
It is very simply laid out. we were worried about a few too many pages, but they
had some feedback, didn't we?
They've addressed that issue.
Have they?
Yeah. GoDaddy gets better every day. And just when you didn't think it could get any better, type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you get an additional 10% off.
Yeah. What? Hey, that is better. Yeah. What if I'm in the UK?
More money to spend on Twitches.
That is true.
Yeah.
Which are really cheap in the UK.
You get 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK.
All right.
Because there's now a Punky 2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer.
So you can spend more on a Twix.
20% off. You're not just getting a Twix finger, mate. You're getting the two-finger Twix standard pack.
The standard pack. Or the king size.
You can get king size from the garage.
Yeah.
So, do yourselves a favour. I've got a bit of...
But a Twix stuck.
I've got a bit of biscuit stuck in my throat.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Basie, do yourself a favour. And just get something on GoDaddy.
Yeah.
So you can afford a Twix.
That's right. Maybe do a website for a Twix.
Fuck the Punky code. Just order something on GoDaddy. You'll save yourselves a bit of money.
Yeah.
But then you have a Twix.
That's right. Everyone's a winner.
Internet goodness.
Yeah.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs and Twixes, probably.
That's right.
I should think there's a Twix page on it somewhere.
Gotta be. If not, there should be. Yeah. Try entering Twix to the Punky code.
It's all encompassing. You can probably just get a cyber Twix.
I'd like that.
Here's something else.
I bought my best friend a skateboard with the money that I set aside to ask you out. So I didn't have cash when you asked me to come along on the Saddleson stakeout. Oh, we went over to my friend's house, the guy who said you can't do an Indian Osborne. Indian Osborne. You smashed up your daddy's liquor cabinet, bought me a tray. Dom Perignon, Dom Perignon. Go see out the window and try to stay low, get home safe, and try to stay low. Then I can pick up all the broken glass from the bottle that you threw at my car as I peeled out of the driveway. What would be the use of that? There's more where that came from. You're not returning my calls, it's the end, my dearest friend. The ocean levels are rising up to my neck. It's the end, my dearest friend. I've got a six pack. I've got a six pack. It's Saturday night. Well, it must be Saturday night. And I can pick up all the broken glass from the bottle that you threw at my car as I peered out of your driveway. What would be the use of that? There's more where that came from. Secret for you, I'm leaving this town. I've got the answer to your questions. I'm leaving this town. So don't you look for me all around, 'cause I'm leaving this town.
That's the Bosch.
The Bosch.
That's the Bosch. That is catchy. Pop punk surf garage styly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. And it's from their EP, Hurry Up. 7-track EP. Embarrassingly, I can't remember the name of the song it was played because I haven't got the EP to hand.
Right. Okay.
But I know there's 7 tracks on it. It's called Hurry Up and it comes out on, I believe, October the 2nd, which is the first day I'll be back properly and not jet lagged from the States.
The Tuesday.
So I'm going to wake myself up with the Bosch.
Yeah.
Which is something you do 3 or 4 days a week. I've just realised. Poor old Steph, I give her such racist abuse and I'm still, they started it.
Nah, she still likes you.
Yeah, I know. Simple girl of simple needs, simple taste.
Yeah.
Who beat you at Scrabble.
Yeah, I know.
What's it like being beaten by a foreigner?
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's nice.
Right, I need to get straight on with something here,
okay.
Don't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to read out. I've read that out. That is brilliant. I've done a bit more than I thought. It's all right. I've been dragging on so much with this, haven't I? That is, and now I've got myself confused again. Can you say something a minute, Tony? I'm having a bit of
Don't forget the MySpace group, myspace.com/punkyradio. Got Punky Owens on there. It's getting more traffic, more and more. But hey, if you're on MySpace and you're a Punky friend, why not sign up to the group and get chatting with them? See if you can find Bear, and why not discuss Twixes, your favourite Twix? Where do you like to eat Twixes? What's the strangest place you've ever had a Twix?
Up the arse.
There you go.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, what, the Punky group? I like that Punky group.
Yeah.
Well, I like reading it. I don't really do anything on there.
No, it's had an occasionally join in, but
it's got 170 odd people on
it. Yeah, people are joining I checked it. Yes.
Do join it. Have a look around. It's quite a good place for, you know, uniting fans and bands across the lands and all that. It's a good place for them to actually talk to each other on there without us getting involved.
Yes.
It's not so much a two-way conversation between you, the listener, and Punky Radio. It's an open forum of fun and games.
Yeah, because we don't really have a forum
with Maddo's on it.
Just Punky, so no, the MySpace group.
It's a good forum, yeah. And I think that the Facebook group is never going to become that way because it's just not open that way. It's not that sort of thing. So if you're on MySpace, and or even if you're not, you can look at it, can you? I don't know.
Yeah. You can read it without being honest.
Yeah, so do check it out. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Oh, it's just in groups.
And there's the groups link on that page.
Yeah, the groups link.
I think it's punkyowns.groups.
Oh, Punky Owns in groups.
Yeah.
Punky Owns. Check it out anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Here's someone who's been checking out our MySpace. Gary.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we had. Well, I'll let him explain. You know how. Was it last week or the week before I did my very authentic and accurate Grimsby accent?
I think it was last week.
It was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a very authentic Grimsby accent. Very, very authentic. It was spot on.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had a bit of a problem with it. What better time to hear it?
Hi, Paul. Hi, Tony. Goober, goober. This is Grimsby calling. What a fantastic show you've got. I've been listening religiously for the past year or so. Now, why do the skunks like calling people from Grimsby Cotheads? Because our main catch of the day was usually haddock. It just doesn't make sense. But then, I suppose it is Scunthorpe, and we all know that skunks are as thick as pig shit. Sorry, Paul. Actually, no, I'm not sorry at all. One thing does bother me, and that is your attempt at a Grimsby accent. When you read out a MySpace comment, you know, the one that berated Vomit for his Shitsby comment, considering you're from Scunthorpe, you should know our accent. I'm a Grimbarian. This is how we sound. You sounded more like a bloody Yorkie. If there's one place we hate more than Scunthorpe, it's the whole of fucking Yorkshire. Grimsby isn't, never has been, and hopefully never will be in Yorkshire. One last thing. My co-host Gaz the Gnome was acting a complete smacktard, so I've sacked him. Closed down the Gaz and Gaz show, and it's just gone. It's all gone. But we do have a new set of shows with new presenters and music and everything coming soon to internet radio. For information about that, please do visit our new profile at myspace.com/agitoradio. That's A-G-I-T-O radio. Sorry for the shameless plug. I'll make sure you get some free advertising on our shows. This is Gary Spate for Punky Radio in Grimsby.
That's fair enough, isn't it? Oh, sorry, Gary. I missed that last bit. Oh, he just said that he was shutting up now.
Yeah.
I would do well to pay attention to that as well. That sounded exactly like my impression of him.
He doesn't like Yorkies. I prefer Twixes to Yorkies.
I know,
but a Yorkie? Time. Come on.
I think we've given enough free advertising to Twix.
Never enough.
After just scoffing three of them, I'm starting to think it might be the devil's fingers. But yeah, he don't like. Well, fair enough. He doesn't like Grimsby and Scunthorpe, big rivalry.
Right.
There was a thing that they said, what the only thing that Grimsby and Scunthorpe have got can agree on is that they both hate Lincoln.
Right.
Right. That's about it. You know, okay. The rivalry between the three towns, the three principal towns of Lincolnshire. Sorry, Boston, shoot me, but they are.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think there's another big one in Lincolnshire, is there? Is there another big town in Lincolnshire?
Skegness.
Skegness? I like to see that as the Lincolnshire Riviera.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, anyway, Gaz, sorry, mate. You just sounded exactly like I did last week. I don't know what he's on about.
Not at all.
His new radio show is going to be interesting, though. He didn't really say much about it, but he's going for full licensing for just...
Oh, really?
...play everything on it.
Ooh.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
No, I said to him, why aren't you doing what we do? He said, I didn't want to compete with you. Come on now. Compete with the award-winning Punky Radio. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine it will be much better than us. Well, certainly won't be the 30-minute links we're doing this week.
Yeah.
So I've got far more to fucking gas on about than I thought, haven't I? Sorry about this. Right, so I've done that bit. Was there something else I was going to do?
Poetry Corner, I think.
Poetry Corner, thank the Lord. And Tony.
Yeah.
Poetry Corner this week comes from no less than Lord Raylock.
No. The virtual molester himself.
Well, I think you're going to change your mind about the man.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I do.
Okay.
Genuinely. I was quite moved.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm interested.
You think I'm taking a piss here, don't you?
I do a little bit.
No, I'm not. I've turned the music off.
Fair enough.
Hey, Paul. How's things? Today marks 1 year since my mother passed away, and I was hoping to dedicate a short poem to her. Here he goes. In memory of a rose. Your voice, now silent, echoes softly still. I miss you. I love you. And I always will, with love from your son. I know it's not the kind of thing you usually get sent in, and it might be a bit depressing and break the mood of the show. So if you can't use it, that's cool. I understand. However, if you can use it, I would be deeply grateful. Either way, keep up the great work, and thanks for taking away the worries of the world for an hour each week. It's a break from reality that I really need at times. Respectfully, JC. P.S. Please tell the kid, blurred, I said hey.
Aww, I take it all back.
Raylock must have... I don't know what he was on that day.
No, not at all. No,
but quite clearly, you know...
His other persona.
From time to time, I think it's good that we all remember that life is not all fun and games. Even for, like, Convict Squared.
Exactly.
Who are people in prison in Australia, I've just decided.
Convict Squared.
Convict Squared.
Convicts even got here.
Yeah, they're already like convicts, isn't it? You know, that's what they should do in Australia. When you do something really bad, they should just let you go. just leave, mate, whatever you want. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
No, okay.
Fortunately, that wasn't the only poem that we got.
Okay.
Although, hang on. Oh, I think I've read this one out before. I've read Daniel McCracken's one, didn't I?
I think so.
Have I read that one?
No.
I tell you what, I've got a poem that I'd like to read out. One of the acts that was on with me over the weekend is called Christian Riley. Very good, talented comic and musical act, but fundamentally disagrees with me about the ridiculous smoking laws being in this country, being a civil liberties issue.
Right.
And he was whining on about how the rest of you non-smokers do that. What about the civil liberties of the bloke who's taking your passive smoke and rah, 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 rah? So I'll tell him not to stand by a bus either then, because like you stand by a fucking bus when it takes off. I don't mean it takes a flight off, but I mean all the shit that comes out of lorries and cars people walk past every day. They're not banning lorries. It's winding me up. Anyway, I'm sure that someone will come back with a perfectly good argument as to why,
et
cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter. Point is, he was winding me up, and he was going on about, and I was going, fucking hell, what are they going to ban next? You know, biting me nails, because like, now I can't smoke in public. I'm going to go down to the fucking wood. However, I did remember that many years ago, before I even started smoking, I wrote a series of poems called Government Health Warnings. Now, this is going back to about... This is 20 years ago. This is probably the anniversary of me writing one of them.
Right.
But I reckon they're about 20 years old. I'm just going to do one for you this week.
Okay.
Right. Government Health Warning number one. A crate of cigarettes fell off a lorry. They careered down a hill, where they flattened an elderly pedestrian. Warning, cigarettes can kill. There's loads more of those. Alright, so we've done that, so I can do the next song, because I just need to rush on now, don't I, basically?
Okay.
Alright, I've got the next song ready. We've been waiting a long time for this. Long, long time. This is the first of... we will be playing more releases from Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Nice.
Such as Wary Los Args. Oh yeah, are the ones we're really, really waiting for.
Yeah, yeah.
What the Reverend Beatman, who runs the label, did was he accidentally forgot to send us all the stuff he said he was going to. He just sent us his latest own record.
Okay.
I had to listen to it, mate, and Jesus Christ, twist.
Really?
Oh my goodness. I don't know how I can not play it. What I want to know is, Tony.
Yeah.
What is Voodoo Rhythm Records MySpace page?
MySpace.com/VoodooRhythmRecords.
I believe you're right.
Gotta be.
They'll be in our top friends, as with all the rest of the bands. Anyway, this is the Reverend Beatman. Oh, for goodness sake. Dropped it. This is from Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash, Volume 1. This is the Reverend Beatman. And this is Jesus Christ Twist.
Take a step to the left. Take a step to the right. Smash your head to the wall.
Dirty.
Dirty, crampsy. Very crampsy, yeah. That one. It's a very, very odd album, this one. It is exactly what it says on the tin. It's surreal folk blues gospel trash.
Right.
And there are some absolutely nutty songs on here. I'm going to play one or two more off this album over the next few months, I think. But there's one on it that is real folky.
All right.
But with that gravelly voice. And it sounds a little bit like I Want to Be Your Man.
Alright.
You know the one that I can't remember who wrote it for Ho. Who wrote it for Ho? Who wrote it? Who wrote it for who? Right. Whether the Beatles wrote it for the Stones or the Stones wrote it for the Beatles. I can't remember which one it was, but they ended up both recording it.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the Stones version.
Yeah.
But I I can't remember who wrote it for who, but anyway, it sounds like a slow version of I Want to Be Your Man. I don't know whether we can play it on here. We might do. I might play it on here.
Okay.
It's really kind of folky, sort of Gogo Bordello.
Yeah.
Slow, though. And really, the first time I heard it, it didn't make my ears bleed, but it was so different to everything else that was on. It really stood out. And I thought, I was on the verge of flicking it, and I thought, no, I'll just keep this going.
Yeah.
I'll keep this going. And then, actually. Yeah. That sounds like a slow version of I Want to Be Your Man. Bit of a classic, isn't it? Your bird just been for a dump.
Oh, thanks.
Disgusting. On my knee.
Oh, well, you know, she likes to share.
I wonder if she'll come in. Steph, you out there? Right, what am I doing now? Oh, yeah, so last weekend were my gigs. Thanks to everyone who came to the gigs I put on last week in Hitchin, Lechworth and Wootton in Oxfordshire.
Yes.
I had a really, really good time. On the Friday night, I got a bit Roman. I went out after the... I got a bit Roman, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the Republic. I'm empirical. I went a bit Nero. Okay. Basically, I went a bit Caligula.
Nice.
Yeah, and I went to with a spin out back on the first spin out after the summer break, which is literally a break because Mark, who runs spin off, fell off his bike, punched his lung in an underpass. Nobody knows how really. He's all right now, bless him. I went up there and I ordered a large Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. And I had some beverages before, but I wasn't drunk when I left the gig. Our gig, the one in Hitchin, it was really, really good. And thank you ever so to Christian Riley and Jeff Innocent, who were both quite brilliant. Went up the spin out, ordered a large Jack Daniels and Diet Coke, and they only tried to charge me a fiver.
No.
I know, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Anyway, as I'm handing over £5...
Yeah.
Bird next to me orders a quadruple vodka.
Right.
And gets charged £4. Some promotional vodka, powder shot.
Okay.
So I, in a fury, knock back the Jack and Diet in one go.
Right.
And demand a quadruple vodka because it's £1 cheaper. Get that back. In a fury, down it and order another one. So I had 2 shots of Jack Daniel and 8 shots of vodka in under 5 minutes.
Right.
Felt like the king of the world. Had a bit of dance.
Yeah.
and then decided to go to Bombora, the place that we normally go to.
Yeah.
So I walked down there, and that's when I got Roman. Because all that vodka didn't sit very well. And I haven't been sick for years.
Oh, God, no.
Tactical chundering.
Yeah.
Tactical chundering, yeah. Three little tactical chunders down Hitchin High Street.
Okay.
Between Spinell and Bombora. Transit.
Yeah.
No pausing.
No.
But I was quite sneaky. There's a load of alleyways, and you know, you've been to Hitchin. There's loads of little holes you can hide it, basically, all through the town. So each time I felt one brewing,
right,
I would just quietly sidle into an area that would not upset any other passers-by, do me a bit of bob and keep walking. I actually didn't break a... I didn't stop. I was sick 3 times. I'm wearing the same shoes I was wearing that night.
Yeah.
No sick on them. Did a good job.
Nice work.
I'm not advocating tactical chundering at all. But by the time I got to Bombora, other than smelling of vodka, Jack Daniels and sick... I was feeling on top of the world.
Right.
Went in, had some more booze.
Yeah.
Can't remember getting home.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's right, isn't it? I'm going to save the story of my dad's birthday.
Till next week,
yeah.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah?
It involves me going to Stevenage.
Right.
First of all.
Okay, that's good.
Me going to a New York Italian diner in Stevenage.
Tasty.
Me having lager.
No.
Yeah. Me having an interesting meal.
Right.
Me going to the toilets and learning some Italian.
Right.
And then coming out to believe I was having an acid trip.
Oh.
Yeah. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, surrounded by 7-year-olds. Save it for next week, then.
Excellent.
Last track. Should play last... sorry, I've hardly let you get a word in.
No, it's okay.
Is there anything that you want to discuss?
Not massively, no, that's fine. No, I think we should just play the song.
You just want this thing over with, don't you?
Yeah. One thing with the vodka thing, I did once with it, I think, when in my stupid youth, I think I did 12 vodka shots in a row.
Right.
And then was violent sick straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then rode a bike through my house.
And then rode a bike through your house?
Yeah. I found a push bike.
Oh, I thought you meant a motorbike.
No, I just decided about a push bike around the living room. Vodka straight. Whew.
Yeah,
not
well,
good. That wasn't tactical chundering. That was just
that was
all
just
out
yakking. Yeah,
both hands on side of the ball, no, legs
mine,
in the air.
Well, mine was three very small bits.
No, that's impressive.
Yeah, because it was literally just what had gone in just came out again.
Yeah.
So there wasn't anything else to come out really. It was just like, come on, Paul, don't be an idiot. I like being an idiot. That's why I deserve to die. See what I've done here?
Oh, no, hey.
Oh, yeah. Last track, you heard this band at the start of the show, but you heard them in 1981, which was, of course, 26 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you're going to hear some up-to-date stuff by them. It's track 4 from their new EP, which is called We Deserve to Die.
Yeah.
We're playing the title track from that, which is called We Deserve to Die. And you already know their MySpace page, but what's the score? It's going to make it 3-3, isn't it?
Did we ever do...
I haven't really been keeping count.
I think we've lost track a bit.
I think I've just lost it.
I don't think we ever did the Bosch website.
I've lost it this week. Oh, didn't we? Do you know what it is?
No. MySpace.com/TheBosch?
Yeah. Well done.
Oh, there you go then.
You've probably just swung it.
Probably just equalised.
But yeah. Shall we call it an honourable draw?
Let's do that.
All the bands that are on this week's show will be in our top friends. So please do visit myspace.com/punkyradio and see said bands in our top friends. This is Death Zone with one of their latest, and I'm really glad they're back together and doing stuff again. It's not, I don't think it's the original lineup, but I don't think it's far off. And yeah, hopefully we'll find out about them doing some gigs soon and we'll let everybody know about that. Now I need to, you have to say something for a minute.
Okay, don't forget, you can sign up for our Facebook page. Just sign up on Facebook, facebook.com, search for Punky, and you can on there. And feel free to add me and Paul as friends.
You should always go, whenever I say, just say something, you should always click into punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Right.
I think that's the one you should always click.
Reckon.
You don't spend enough time on that page, it'll be right to run.
I dig.
Death Zone. Sometimes when I look around me, I see things on the TV. I really wish human life would die. Never giving, no taking. If you are raping, wrong would it be before you realize? You're destroying our world because of ignorance. May not care, but you will with your kids. If you see what's going on, turn a blind eye. You're so sad, you should expect to die. Your soft action is just to die. What do you think? We don't care about prisoners in the air. Now the time to jump, so to show the sun. I've been waiting too long, but some change in things are wrong. I hope there's a reach for the road to live and learn. You know the world is with the ignorant. Change things that won't take your kids. Death Zone.
Welcome to the Death Zone.
We're a long way from home. Welcome to the Death Zone. I like them. And we will be playing. So I'll certainly be playing another track off. What I like is when you hear about, like when we got the Chelsea album.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a band that have been around 20, 25 years. And the fans that go to see them want to see them do all their hits.
Yeah.
And then we get this new album from them. And it's as good as anything they ever did.
Yeah.
And I'm just really impressed with any band that can go that long and still have some of their best material to bring out. I mean, you can't say that, for example, about the Stones. I mean, they're not a fair example because they had so much brilliant stuff. But when was the last time the Rolling Stones really did a good song? Probably Start Me Up, Undercover of the Night. When was that? 1980?
New Strong. I like Love Is Strong.
That was alright, yeah.
Late '90s Voodoo Lounge album, that kind of thing. Yeah,
that album was alright, actually. Yeah. But it wasn't anything. You wouldn't even put it on a best of, really, would you? If you were making your, that's the thing. And then Chelsea and Death Zone and bands like that come out and bring out a cracking album. But if only things had been different.
I know.
If Chelsea, if Mick Jagger and Keith Richards had said, "Do you know what? This R&B and blues stuff's all right, but I think we ought to punk it up a bit."
Yeah, another side project. Why
life
not?
Would have been great. Thank you all so much for listening to the show. I'm sorry it's been a ramble. This is going to be the longest show ever, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Say. I've had a lot to talk about this week. None of it's made any sense, really. For example, I wasn't expecting to spend 5 minutes talking about fucking Twixes.
No, you wouldn't have thought that, but hey.
I don't know what's happened to the word of the weeks that I had prepared. They've gone for Burton's.
Right.
I'll try and get those for next week. This week, I'm in Cardiff at the Glee Club.
All right.
Friday and Saturday. That's all I've got in this week. So if you are in the South Wales area, get along to the Glee Club this weekend and come and say hello. I like it when punky listeners show up. It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and definitely come along. Yeah. I seem to remember one of the people I shouldn't have added on MySpace.
Oh, really? Ever.
Slightly voluptuous, saying she might come along to that gig.
Oh, really?
With her husband. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog! A-poog! I'm not saying who it is, but lads, you won't be disappointed.
Nice.
And some of the ladies.
Maybe.
Network. Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com. The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.